Well, I've got a tube of glue with me here, friends, today. Just got it across the way there in the shop. Gorilla Glue. It's meant to be one of the best glues that you can get. It bonds in seconds, and it's supposed to be a permanent adhesive. And we all know what glue is for. It's for joining two surfaces together. Maybe something gets broken, and you have to get the glue out and try to join the two parts that have been broken, join them together again. Maybe it's a model kit and you're joining pieces together. Maybe you're gluing something to the wall or gluing something to a desktop. It's got many, many uses. Don't sniff it though, that's not good for you. But glue is very, I suppose, practical. It's something that we often use. Maybe you're saying, well, what are you going to say about glue with relation to the Word of God? Well, there's a wonderful account in Acts chapter 9, and it's the conversion of Saul of Tarsus. Here was a man who was devoutly religious. Here was a man who was a real nationalist for his country. Here was a man who was a religious zealot. Here was a man who wasn't afraid to persecute the Church of Jesus Christ. Here was an individual who was trusting in his own ability, his own righteousness to bring him into a place of favor with God. Here was a man who had drawn up papers, was traveling to the city of Damascus to round up the Christians, to either imprison them, persecute them, or maybe even try to eradicate them completely. But as he was making his journey to Damascus, all of a sudden, something changed in his heart and in his life and in his circumstances. The Word of God says that suddenly there shone a light from heaven, and Saul found himself prostrate on the dust. And then a voice spoke from heaven, "Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me?" And Saul cried out, "Who art thou, Lord?" And then the Savior replied, "I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest." And immediately Saul's heart was opened, and he said, "What wilt thou have me to do? Lord, what wilt thou have me to do?" There's an instance of a remarkable conversion. Here was a man who had no thought of God, no desire for God, not a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. And yet the Savior spoke to him. He realized that Jesus Christ was living and reigning. He realized that Jesus Christ, the crucified, was now risen, exalted, and was Lord in glory. And on that moment, on that realization, he gave the Lord his heart and his life. And he was wonderfully changed and became one of the greatest Christians that ever lived. A great pastor, a great evangelist, a great teacher, a great preacher, a great missionary, a great church planter, and a great theologian. But as soon as he was converted, he began to really realize what the Christian life was all about. And we read in Acts chapter 9 and verse number 26, "And when Saul was come to Jerusalem, he essayed to join himself to the disciples, but they were all afraid of him and believed not that he was a disciple." Telling words, he arrived in Jerusalem and he essayed, he purposed, that is, he made it his intention, "I'm going to join myself to the disciples." And the word "join" there is the word "glue." The same idea, join, an immediate, permanent, unchangeable bond. He was wanting to join himself to the believers who were meeting together publicly in Jerusalem. He was going to join himself to them openly, publicly, immediately, and permanently, turning his back on the old life and publicly meeting with, identifying with, joining himself to, gluing himself to a body of believers, in other words, to a local church. Now, I know there's a very popular opinion going about nowadays that you don't have to go to church to be a Christian and all the rest of it. Now, I know today that going to church does not make you a Christian. And I suppose in the strictest sense, it's possible, yes, to be a Christian, a born-again believer, without actually going to church. Because, of course, some people are not able to join themselves to the disciples publicly and openly. Maybe there's ill health, there's infirmity, There's the onset of years. It may be that you even live in a nation where there's no local church. But in a nation like this nation of ours and many others like it, there's no excuse at all for not being joined openly, publicly, and even permanently to a local assembly of believers. It was the first thing that Saul of Tarsus purposed to do as a new creature in Christ. He realized that the Lord has a people out there. I want his people to be my people. I want to join with them. I want to meet with them. I want to connect myself to them. I want to glue myself to them permanently. And that just shows the heart of a regenerate individual. In Acts chapter 2, we read about the day of Pentecost and the hundreds of people that were converted. They continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and in fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayers. And all of those things give the idea that they were glued together. They joined themselves together publicly, openly, and permanently. Those are things that are public things. Public prayer, the public ministry of the word, the public breaking of bread, and publicly fellowshipping together. This is a Bible principle, friends. We can't get away from it. The Spirit of God has inspired it. It's the will of God for his people to glue themselves to a local assembly of believers openly, publicly, and permanently. Just as we think about the glue, that's the very thought in the scriptures. Saul essayed to join himself, glue himself to the disciples in Jerusalem. Are you joined? Are you glued to a church? Are you glued, joined to the people of God? Are you even joined to Christ? Are you glued to him? Have you been reconciled to him? If you have, it should be your desire to meet publicly, to join yourself to, glue yourself to his people. God bless you, friends. Thank you for listening today.